agriculture, and the military. They both depend on undeveloped areas of eastern North Carolina to exist.
Agriculture needs farms and open space. Military needs farms and open space.
But as more people decide to make eastern North Carolina home, land used for farming and military training is slowly disappearing. The pilot program Food and Fuel for the Forces was initiated in 2009 as a way to mitigate the loss of agricultural lands and forest and preserve areas suitable for training. George Miller is the program manager of the regional partnership.
It was initially implemented by Eastern Region's Military Growth Task Force until 2011 when the Marine Corps picked up funding for it. And so since 2011, it's been a Marine Corps-funded program.
Miller says the Marine Corps will continue to provide funding for the program through the end of 2014. Food and Fuel for the Forces works closely with the Military Growth Task Force, Marine Corps, North Carolina State University, North Carolina Department of Agriculture, and many other organizations. One of the objectives of the program is to leverage food demand at local military bases by supporting local farmers. Cherry Point, Camp Lejeune, and New River spend about $37 million each year on food at the mess halls, most of it coming from Foster Cavanaugh in Greensboro, Charlotte, and Raleigh. Of that, Miller says about $1.5 million is used to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables, money that could go to pay local farmers for produce grown right here in eastern North Carolina.
Our goal is to make sure that, to the extent possible, the things that the Marine Corps buys, they buy from the local farmers. So the local farmers are feeding the local warriors and keeping the economic benefits here close to home.
In addition to providing an economic boost for these growers and the local economy, Miller says they're ensuring training areas for the military.
As long as it's farms and forests, the military can train effectively, fly low, train at night, make loud noises. And so, the military doesn't survive the urbanization of an area. So if we can add value to those lands, additional crop opportunities or additional market outlets, then it helps maintain those lands in their current use and protect them against development and other less compatible uses to military training.
Another objective of Food and Fuel for the Forces is to leverage the Marine Corps' demand for renewable energy and to inspire the growth of a renewable fuels industry in eastern North Carolina. The local military bases are already purchasing biofuel from local companies, but the biofuel is trucked here from other states. Each year, Cherry Point, Camp Lejeune, and New River use an estimated 350,000 gallons of B20 biodiesel that they get from Potter Oil and Tire Company in Aurora. Miller says building a biofuels industry in eastern North Carolina would be good for the environment and the economy.
The eventual use of cellulosic ethanol from trees, or forest trash, or purpose-grown energy crops would be a benefit to the foresters, and then the possibility of purpose-grown energy crops for oil seeds, camelina, canola, that type of stuff. If the military can utilize their purchasing power to help initiate that industry.
Growing energy crops is new to our area. According to Miller, even though there are currently no commercially purpose-grown energy crop producers in the state, coastal North Carolina is actually an ideal place to grow camelina, canola, soybeans, and switchgrass. Food and Fuel for the Forces began experimenting by planting a 25-acre plot of canola in Jones County in 2011, which has proven to be a small but successful venture.
Crushed it. NC State University had a little mechanical crusher that crushed it for us. And then we spun that into diesel, actually Piedmont Biodiesel, spun it into biodiesel, and we sold it back to the Marine Corps.
Even if more North Carolina farmers began producing energy crops, the problem, Miller says, is that energy crops, especially canola, can be sold to the food industry for about four times what it's worth for biodiesel. He adds that currently, eastern North Carolina also lacks the real infrastructure to support an energy crop industry.
You can't contract a crop for a refinery that doesn't exist, and you can't build a refinery for a crop that you might not be able to contract. So the whole chicken and the egg thing needs to be broken.
Miller thinks the answer will be found in a partnership between Food and Fuel for the Forces and Green Circle North Carolina's Biodiesel for Schools program. That initiative was started in 2012. In that program, restaurants in Pitt County either donate or sell their used cooking oil to Green Circle North Carolina. Co-owner Dean Price says the discarded oil is taken to Piedmont Biofuels in Pittsboro, where it's made into biodiesel to fuel school buses in Pitt County.
try to do is to keep the oil in the local community, where we could maybe start a curriculum around teaching the kids how to make biofuel, eventually involving the farmers where we could get a locally made vegetable oil. So it's really, it's the blueprint of a biofuels industry in the eastern part of North Carolina.
Price explains how it would be implemented at Camp Lejeune.
Let's take Jacksonville, for example, there in Onslow County. We have talked to the superintendent of schools at Onslow County and feel very confident that we're going to start the program there soon. So what we would do is we would go to the local restaurant owners in Jacksonville and Onslow County, throughout the county. We would ask the restaurant owners to either sell back or donate their used cooking oil, which is their garbage, and they in turn split the money with the schools from the proceeds of the oil. And then from there, we would take the oil, convert it into biodiesel, and run the equipment on Camp Lejeune with that oil. So not only is the restaurant owners helping the schools, but they're helping the military to become more sustainable, creating a local energy source, creating a new industry.
Price says the partnership benefits everyone. The restaurants would be recycling used cooking oil, and local schools and the military would benefit from clean biodiesel fuel to power their equipment and vehicles. But this would also be the first baby steps in creating the biofuels industry in eastern North Carolina. Food and Fuel for the Forces program manager George Miller says they hope to someday create a small-scale biodiesel plant of their own in Jacksonville that would encourage local farmers to start growing energy crops.
Much like our first delivery to the military, it's demystifying the process. We're going to build a biodiesel plant based on the feedstocks that we can get now. We're looking to try and put one on the base. That's by no means a near-term thing.
Miller says once a biodiesel refinery is up and running, then a discussion could take place on whether any purpose-grown crops would be of value for local farmers to grow. In the not-so-distant future, Food and Fuel for the Forces plans on promoting the idea of supporting local agriculture by holding a food conference where government entities, local food distributors, and farmers can connect. They've already started promoting buy local initiatives at Cherry Point, Camp Lejeune, and New River. A section at the base's commissaries are dedicated exclusively to products from North Carolina. And in the produce department, fruits and vegetables grown in the region have a label identifying what farm they came from. As far as the Buy Local initiative being implemented at the mess halls, Miller says the menu board will probably highlight what foods are locally grown. Food and Fuel for the Forces also have a vision to work with schools and teach students about the new energy economy that's emerging in our country. Miller says Craven County Schools and Parrott Academy and Kinston have already expressed interest in having a biofuels refinery and training facility. Career and Technical Director for Craven County Schools, Chris Bailey, says it would add to the educational opportunities they currently offer.
We have a mobile biodiesel processor that students are actually learn how to create biodiesel from, whether it be canola or from used vegetable oil or whatever. Our hope and dream in this program is to build it into a facility that is going to allow our students to learn the management process behind a biodiesel processing facility as well as the production aspect, and then be able to use that fuel for whether it be our buses or whether it be for governmental vehicles or whatever.
For Public Radio East, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.